This week we're supposed to bring a teaching from the early Christians that kind of went along with the sermon last Sunday. And I just thought it was neat how for the first 1,000 years it was completely accepted, like Brother David said, it was completely accepted the idea that Jesus had died to overcome Satan and bring us out of captivity. But then one man decided that, or thought that it was probably that he had just died to appease God. And it changed how most people think nowadays. It's just amazing what one man can do to change everybody else's thought process.
I was reading Brian Gray's book about early church writings, and I found they find themselves in the flesh, and yet they live not after the flesh. Their existence is on earth, but their citizenship is in heaven. They obey the established laws, yet they surpass the laws in their own lives. They love all men, and they are persecuted by all. They are ignored, and yet they are condemned. They are put to death, and yet they are endued with life. And I thought it was just kind of neat that they are just normal people living in whatever country they lived in, and they spoke the same language as everybody else and lived with them, but they were not going after worldly things, and they're going for a higher calling. It's just kind of neat.
I also got something from Brian Gray's concordance here. For happiness consists not in lordship over one's neighbors, nor in desiring to have more than weaker men, nor in possessing wealth and using force to inferiors. Neither can anyone imitate God in these matters. Nay, these lie outside his greatness. And most people, human nature is to want to be rich and famous and be above everyone else. But that's not the way to happiness. True happiness is when we can live for God and for others, and for helping others and not for ourselves.
The early Christians knew when they wanted to follow Jesus that they had to make several sacrifices.
One thing I really appreciate about the early Christians was they didn't try to put their doctrine in a box, and they just kept learning things and changing, and that's something we try to do like they did. There's a lot of people nowadays that you can ask them what their denomination believes, and they can fill your ear basically on everything. They've got it all figured out, all written down, just so that it doesn't change. But it's like they've hit a ceiling. They can't go anything above that, can't learn anything past that.
The early Christians taught non-resistance and how we need to love those who hate us, and Jesus is a perfect example for that. Like, He, when he was persecuted, he loved all those who were persecuting him just as much as he loved anyone else.
I just got a little bit here in Romans 13. Every person is to be in subjection to government, governing authorities, for there is no authority except from God. And those who exist are established by God. Therefore, whosoever resists authority has opposed the ordinance of God, and they who have opposed will receive condemnation upon themselves. For rules are not the case of fear for good behavior, but for evil. Do you want to have no fear or authority? Anyways, it's just neat you. God put us here, and He is the authority over us, so He established us, and so He's the authority over us.
The early Christians had to live by faith. They never knew where they would end up the next day. They might be in prisons and chains, and or they might be, you know, just doing their living their day-to-day life. And in Hebrews 11, and also others experienced mockings, scourging, yes, also chains and imprisonment. They were stoned, they were sawn in two, they were tempted, they were put to death with a sword. They went about in sheepskin and goatskins, being destitute, afflicted, and ill-treated. Men of whom the world was not worthy, wandering in deserts and mountains and caves and holes in the earth. And all these things, having gained approval through their faith, they did not receive what was promised, because God has provided something better for us, so that apart from us, they would not be made perfect. So, you know, they just worked their daily lives and lived by faith to get to a better land.
One thing that I've always found great from the early Christians is their way of sacrificing, you know, basically anything to, you know, their lives for, you know, fellow brothers or whatever. When I was younger, there's a story my mom used to always read to us about these three boys who were on their way to go get baptized, and they had to stop in at the tanner's place to get some hides tanned, and the constable stopped them, and they ended up going to jail and being burned to death. And it's just, instead of being baptized by water, they said they were baptized by fire. And I think that in today's world, I don't know how I would be able to, you know, withstand, you know, all these persecutions and everything. It just shows how, you know, I sometimes feel like we have it hard these days, but in reality, I think there are hardships out there, but I think in today's age, it's actually, we kind of had it easier than a lot of people did back then.
And the early church, they sometimes they had to, like, just worship together in a boat, in a small boat, because of persecution and stuff. And it says in Brian's book how if there's two or three gathered together in the Lord's name, then He's with them.